Welcome to Executive Insights. I'm Dan Daly, the publisher. Over the past several months, we have been discussing and meeting with our friends and advisors who are both senior executives and members of the board. What are some of the challenges that are facing corporate leadership as we move into 21 and beyond? A very robust discussion. Today, I'd like to share with you some of their comments. Many of these things we've discussed undoubtedly, and you have also considered them, but I've always found it helpful to have additional opinions. I've tried to break them down into five major groups. The first one is basically understanding your fiduciary responsibility to operate your company in a sustainable fashion. Operate your company in a sustainable fashion. Today, some of us have faced the survival of our businesses. Others see unique opportunities for growth based on expansion or possibly even acquisition. Deciding where your company is located on that broad spectrum is not an easy task, and your position on that spectrum can change on a daily basis. What is involved is the competent collection of data, tempering that data with risk management, and timely decision making. I think most of us would agree that a wait-and-see approach in 2021 could very well be a recipe for disaster. It was mentioned during our meetings that quite often a good management decision is separating the oversight of basic day-to-day operations from the more creative and perhaps higher risk of forward planning. Naturally, cooperation and collaboration between these two teams is absolutely critical, as is the importance of each one maintaining their ongoing and separate focus. The second item would be your workforce. As we have mentioned in previous discussions, for some workers, especially at the senior level, the pandemic and economic crisis is basically an inconvenience. For other workers at lower income levels, it represents a battle to survive both financially and physically for the worker and their family. Management must absolutely understand this differential and respond accordingly. Action can involve corporate consideration related to mental well-being issues and the direct impact of the pandemic. Company policies that deal with items such as mandatory evacuations or the wearing of masks, along with physical layout of the workplace, all should be part of your workforce considerations. Delegating these critical responsibilities to the wrong person at the wrong level within your company could be a very costly decision. So selecting who is responsible for these is critical. The third would be strategic planning. Looking forward, both challenges and opportunities today go hand in hand. Cybersecurity will continue to be a major risk for all of us. Restrictions on the acquisition of personal data and the use thereof will be a regulatory target on a global basis. A key consideration is, how does this impact your business? The physical footprint of your corporate facilities, whether it be the office or shop floor, will remain a work in progress. This will be impacted by the comments of hundreds of consultants and pundits. However, careful planning while maintaining flexibility is the most common response that we heard from our advisors. The fourth item would be political considerations. Not in our business memory has this item ever been included in business planning. However, this is 2021, and the past 6 months have made it a topic that can be not ignored. In previous presentations, we have recommended that the corporate policies suggest or require prohibit political discussions in the workplace or on company property. Let me repeat that. Prohibit or discourage political discussions in the workplace or on company property. This is not a curtailment of free speech. It is, in fact, just good business policy that maintains a civil and respectful work environment. A plan that is thoughtfully designed, broadly disseminated, and implemented reduces that risk and enhances compliance. A fifth item is ESG, something we read about and hear about all the time. Recently, we have described ESG as a compilation of policies, which should not be confused with being a product. Again, I repeat, ESG as a compilation of policies, which should not be confused with being an independent product. There are many individuals, some in the social service area, others are institutional money managers, and most definitely many in the political arena, who see ESG as the raison d'etre for a company's existence. We do not. From a practical standpoint, if the company does not make money, the business model will not be sustainable. Then the company will no longer exist to comply in any fashion with ESG. It is that simple. The comments are meant not to take away from the value of many of the objectives of ESG compliance. That said, every company must strategically address three items. What components of ESG apply to your business operations? How is your company dealing with these specific components today? How does your company intend to deal with these specific components going forward? Obviously, presenting the responses to these in a transparent, understandable, and when appropriate, public fashion is simply good business. ESG and its myriad of components should impact and could very well enhance the success of your business operations. Items such as equal opportunity, workplace safety, climate management, and good governance all can contribute to a positive fashion your bottom line. The key word here and the operative word is contribute to your bottom line. ESG should be a broad-based and integral component of your business plan. It should not be and cannot be your company's basic business plan. Let's do a quick review of the responsibilities we've discussed here. Understanding your fiscal responsibility to ensure the sustainability of the company. Second, the critical importance of your workforce, which in most cases is your most valuable asset. Third, an ongoing and evolving strategic plan that recognizes future risks and future opportunities and deals with them in a decisive and timely manner. The risk of allowing political discussion to be a divisive and costly factor in your company's operations, unacceptable. Lastly, ESG requires ongoing and thoughtful discussions relative to how it relates to your company's ongoing operations. We know that we have not covered all the items that apply to your company's operations and planning. However, we do hope that our discussion and review has provided some ongoing and perhaps additional insight into your company planning. Going forward in 2021, we wish you the best of luck and best wishes.